Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Takesha Cooper. She is a local product. She grew up in Moreno Valley and graduated from the Keck School of Medicine at USC. And now, among other things, Dr. Cooper is a child and adolescent psychiatrist with Riverside University Health System. So thank you very much for joining me today, Dr. Cooper. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Today we're going to be focusing on mental health issues affecting children and teens. But before we get into that, Doctor, can you tell us why you decided to get into behavioral health?
Well, I had a pediatrician who showed a lot of interest in me when I was a young girl with asthma, going to see her all the time. And I originally thought I would enter pediatrics when I went into medicine. But when I did my psychiatry rotation, it just sort of clicked for me. I felt like I really enjoyed spending a lot of time with the patients, getting to know their struggles, meeting with the families, and I felt like I was good at getting to the root of their problem. So psychiatry definitely was the field I wanted to go into, and then when I learned about the field of child and adolescent psychiatry, I was thrilled because that way I had the opportunity to work with kids similar to pediatrics, but still specialize in the area of psychiatry.
Great. Now, please describe some of the mental health issues that are impacting children and teens today. What do educators and community leaders and even family members need to know?
Well, I think there are many issues that parents and kids bring up these days. One of the more common ones that I see is bullying and the consequences, which really can lead to depression, school refusal, or even more severe symptoms like suicidal thoughts and behaviors. I think parents should ask their kids often how things are going in school and if there's any problems with any other kids or even academically. I want to know when kids are being bullied, when kids are behaving as the bully as well, because sometimes we don't think about that other side too. And if there's a kid who's behaving as the bully, then that's an opportunity for the parent to help intervene also. So this really becomes an opportunity for parents to talk to their kids about ways that they can cope and also who they can ask for help. A lot of times I'll encourage parents to talk to the school administrators when bullying is happening, and this often really does help fix the problem faster.
Are there any other signs or symptoms that parents should be aware of? Are there any obvious signs?
Sure. When kids are being bullied, we often see some withdrawal, kids not wanting to go to school. We'll see kids in a really good mood on Friday evening and all day Saturday, but come Sunday, they start to withdraw. Maybe they get a little moody. They're not themselves, and oftentimes their anticipation of having to be in that bullying environment again come Monday.
Now, what are some of the myths that exist about psychiatry and mental health in general, particularly related to children and teens?
Well, one myth is that psychiatric disorders are not real. In the same way that diabetes or, say, high blood pressure are real, while it's true that we can't always order a brain scan and use it to tell somebody that they do have or that they don't have depression, all psychiatrists, we really do use the same specific criteria to make a diagnosis. And these criteria come from years of research, and they're based on scientific evidence. And what's promising is that psychiatric conditions are treatable. We may not always be able to cure them, but our treatments can improve the symptoms and the quality of life for our patients. One day I hope that we do get to the point where I can order a blood test or a scan and make a reliable diagnosis based on that, but we're just not there quite yet.
Okay, now computer games are a big point of contention nowadays. How can we identify if our children are addicted to computer games, and is that a bad thing? And if it is, what can we do about it?
Well, screen time can be a problem for both boys and girls. For boys, it's usually gaming that seems to hook them. For girls, it's often more social media-based media. We see a lot of bullying through social media as well, and that can cause problems similar to depression and anxiety, like I mentioned previously. But if time online is causing a problem, kids not wanting to go to school, then that's when it's time to act. If your child is lying about it or they're isolating in their room, that can be a sign of depression. If they're not interested in anything else, then that's also a concern. Gaming is so pervasive, but the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than an hour of high-quality media use per day. So I tell parents to look for something else that the child is good at, sports or art, because it can really draw them into other social experiences. And also, I recommend online time come after their homework and other responsibilities are done.
Okay, now let's talk about self-mutilation. If you find that your son or daughter is injuring themselves and then hiding it, is there an explanation for why they are doing this, and then what should a parent do?
That's a great question. Self-harm, typically in the form of cutting on the wrist or the forearm, calls for immediate action. The injury might happen with razors or thumbtacks or paper clips or other items. Kids will often cover it up. And parents often get really confused and angry about self-injury. What kids tell me is that sometimes they feel nothing inside. So cutting is one way to help them feel something. Or they have a lot of pain inside, and cutting sort of helps them focus on an external pain rather than the internal pain they feel inside. So that's really where therapy comes in. We help kids understand what their triggers are, and then we help them cope with those feelings and those triggers, using things such as breathing techniques, drawing, listening to music, or other strategies.
What about medication? How do parents know whether or not they should medicate a child, and is that good or bad for the child?
That's another great question. It really does deserve consideration when you're meeting with the doctor. There are downsides to not treating the problem. So impulsive behavior, depression, can be really dangerous if they're not treated. I give parents a lot of information about the medicine and what it will do and what it won't do. I suggest that we try it for a limited time to see if it's helpful, and that often helps parents ease in. No one wants their child to become sick because they feel such a stigma, but mental health issues are common. Sometimes it's the stigma that stops people from seeking help. Parents who want to do the best by their child will approach the problem head on.
Okay, Dr. Cooper, now you and other mental health professionals will be hosting some really good special free public forums coming up in the next weeks to answer some of the questions and to connect to resources. Tell us about those events.
Yes, we're really thrilled to be able to talk with the community and provide some more information. So we'll be hosting two free community town hall forums in the evenings, and we encourage folks, parents, educators, civic leaders to join us. Parent partner Lori Lacey Payne with RUHS Behavioral Health will also be there on hand. We'll answer questions and have experts to connect families to the resources they need.
Now, when are these events coming up?
So we're having one Thursday, October 4th in Corona from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Corona Community Health Center. That's at 2813 South Main Street in Corona. And the other is Wednesday, November 14th in Moreno Valley at my alma mater, Canyon Springs High School Theater. That's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And the address is 23100 Cougar Canyon Road in Moreno Valley.
Okay, great. Now, where can people find more information to connect to more resources? And is there a website that they can go to?
The website is www.ruhealth.org/childsmind. And the phone number is 951-486-4134 for more information about the town hall events.
Okay, give us that number once again.
951-486-4134.
And as we close, is there one thing in particular that you would like parents and educators to know about children's mental health?
I would want parents, educators, and civic leaders to know that we want kids to not ever worry alone. I tell kids, if you're worried, if there's something going on, never worry alone. Talk to somebody you trust. Talk to an adult who can help you out.
Okay, Dr. Takesha Cooper, child and adolescent psychiatrist with Riverside University Health System. Thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. Really appreciate it. Some great information.
Great. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.